You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
This episode is brought to you by Lightlife Tempeh, plant-based foods made with simple ingredients for a full life. Lightlife's tempeh is organic with 18 grams of protein and is a superfood you can bring to the table tonight. Coming in 5 different varieties, including original, smoky, buffalo, flax, and 3-grain, you can enjoy it in any way you like for a clean, simple, delicious meal. You can find Lightlife Tempeh at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section near produce, where plant-based proteins are sold. Learn more at lightlife.com. Hi, this is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Muriel Banakisa, a vegan recipe developer and Food 52 resident, coming to you from my kitchen in Montreal. Today, we're going to make something I love to make for dinner for my boyfriend and I when it's been a long day and I need something that is easy to prepare but packs a punch. I'm talking about spicy apricot glazed tempeh. This recipe is linked in the show notes if you need to refer to it, but otherwise we'll be gathering ingredients, marinating, glazing, all of it right here together. Feel free to pause or jump back if you need a little bit more time. So this recipe came to me after playing around all summer with sweet and savory flavor combinations. The apricot glaze features apricot jam, of course, some fresh lime juice, a touch of tamarind, freshly grated ginger, and red chilies for that extra kick. Sweet, tangy, spicy, and bright in flavor, this glaze complements wonderfully well the naturally savory, nutty flavor of tempeh, making this dish a great way to incorporate satisfying and delicious plant-based protein into any weeknight dinner. Plus, you can prep most of this recipe in advance. I personally love to cut up my tempeh, steam it, and drop it in the marinade before my workout, which I do right before dinner. That is also when I get all my sides ready. Little side note, this dish is great with steamed rice and bok choy. Once I'm done my workout, all I have to do is saute the tempeh and dinner is ready within 10 minutes. All right, now let's jump to making this recipe. For this recipe, you'll need 1 8-ounce pack of Lightlife's original tempeh. Although Lightlife's flavored tempehs are delicious, you really have to use the original one for this recipe as we will be infusing it with our own flavors. Along with the tempeh, you will also need 1/4 cup and 1 tablespoon of apricot jam. When choosing your apricot jam, you can go two ways. You can either choose a more traditional apricot jam that is higher in sugar or opt for a jam that is reduced in sugar. I personally prefer the second option because it results in a dish that is a little less sweet, but honestly, go with what your heart tells you or actually what you have in your fridge if you already have some apricot jam on hand. A great substitute to apricot jam would be peach jam, so if that's what you have, you can use it in this recipe. Next, you'll need 1 tablespoon of freshly squeezed lime juice and 1 tablespoon of tamarind. I find that tamarind has a deeper umami flavor than soy sauce, and that is why it's my personal go-to in the kitchen. However, if you have low-sodium soy sauce, use 1 tablespoon of it in this recipe, or 2 teaspoons of a regular sodium soy sauce. Finally, have ready a piece of ginger that is about the size of half of your thumb, as well as a fresh red chili, some canola oil for sauteing, and sesame seeds for garnish. I love to use a mix of white and black sesame seeds, but if you have only one of those two, just use that for your garnish. In terms of equipment, you will need a medium saucepan with a lid, a steamer basket or a foldable steamer, and a mixing bowl that is big enough to fit the marinade and the tempeh. It should have enough room for you to be able to move around the tempeh a little bit. Make sure not to use like a cereal bowl or something because you might end up making a mess. Trust me, I've been there, I've done that. You will also need a silicone spatula, a microplane grater, a cutting board, and a knife. I will personally be using 2 different knives in this recipe. I like to use a chef's knife when it comes to like doing the big cutting, in this case, cutting up the tempeh. And I like to use a paring knife for peeling the ginger. However, if you're more comfortable with just using one knife, go with that and use the one that you like to use the most. Last but not least, you will need a medium-sized frying pan. Prepping this recipe is actually relatively easy, so let's walk through it together. First, you want to prep your tempeh for steaming. So let's start off by cutting our Lightlife's original tempeh into 1/2-inch cubes. As mentioned before, I'm using a chef's knife to do this. So I'm going to cut my tempeh lengthwise in half first. This really does not have to be perfect in any way at all. And then I'm just gonna cut it into cubes. There you go. That's good to go. Next, we're going to grab our saucepan and add enough water so that it reaches about 2 inches in height. That's about good for me. And then simply set your steamer basket on top of it, or if you're using a foldable steamer, you kind of just have to insert it into your saucepan. I personally have a little foldable steamer here. It actually looks kind of like a flower. And fun fact, they're actually called a marguerite, which in French means daisy, and I use it to do all of my steaming. So once that's set into place, you just want to arrange your tempeh in an even layer. It's okay if some of the pieces are kind of like on top of each other, like it's not too bad. The steam is kind of going to go through all those little holes and ensure that every piece is perfectly steamed. Then you want to cover the saucepan with a lid and set it aside while you prep your sweet and spicy apricot glaze. Next, what you want to do is grab your mixing bowl, and to it you want to add your apricot jam along with your tablespoon of tamari and your tablespoon of lime juice. Then you can just set your bowl aside, and you want to move to peeling your ginger. I'm going to use my little paring knife to do it. I know some people really like to use a spoon in order to scrape off the skin of the ginger. Honestly, every time I've tried it, it hasn't been a very fun experience. Therefore, I always kind of just use a little small knife in order to peel off the skin. But if you like to use a spoon, no judgment at all. Feel free to use that. My ginger is pretty much good to go. And now I'm grabbing my microplane grater and I'm just grating my ginger. Just a little side note, if you don't have a microplane grater but you have a box grater, you can really feel free to use your box grater instead. Just make sure to grate your ginger using the smallest grate on your box grater. And if you don't have a box grater, you can also just very finely chop your ginger. The amount of ginger that you should be getting at the end should be about like 1 packed teaspoon of ginger. So just set that aside on your cutting board. Now let's move to chopping our fresh red chili. First off, remove the little tail. Okay, in terms of how much chili to use. Fun fact, there was a point in my life where I actually really, really loved spicy food. I would literally add the sriracha to every single one of my dishes. And with time, I just kind of got tired of it and grew out of it. And now my sensitivity to spicy food is actually much, much higher. So I'm only going to be using half of a red chili. If your tolerance to spicy food is higher, if you like spicy food, feel free to use the entire chili and the seeds. So I'm cutting my chili in half. I'm doing it lengthwise, but you can do it any way you prefer. I'm just keeping half of it, and then I'm going to cut it in really small pieces. Again, it doesn't have to be perfect. Make sure to wash your hands after you do this, because you don't want to end up putting some fresh chilies into your eyes. That is very painful. All right, so our chili is cut and our ginger is grated. So let's move all of this into our marinade, adding that to our mixing bowl. And now you can grab your silicone spatula and just give this mixture a stir. Chances are, if you are using a more traditional apricot jam, you know, the ones that have more sugar, you might want to use your spatula to kind of press down on the jam so that it mixes in well with the rest of the ingredients. If you're using a jam that is lower in sugar, it might be easier to do it. But so that looks really good. At this point, I want to introduce you to my taste and adjust philosophy. According to this philosophy, you know, every single human being is different. We all have different tastes and preferences. And therefore, although I could personally like the way that this recipe is seasoned at this point, you might prefer to change it up a little bit. So you can just give this glaze a little taste. And if you feel like you need a little bit more salt, just add a little extra tamari. If you feel like it's a little bit too sweet, maybe just add in a little bit of a lime juice to kind of balance the flavors out a little bit more. But I like the way it's tasting right now. So my glaze is ready to go. And that's pretty much it. Our prep is all done. So now it's time to steam our tempeh. Place your covered saucepan containing the tempeh onto your stovetop, and you're going to want to steam it on medium-high for 15 minutes. Fun fact, I actually love timers. I use them all the time when I'm creating recipes, testing them, and when cooking in general. So let's set a timer for 15 minutes to allow the tempeh to steam. My timer has just rung, which means my tempeh is ready to be infused with flavor. So let's turn off the heat here and remove the lid off your saucepan, put it aside. And then I like to move my bowl closer to where the tempeh is at. So basically on the stovetop or on your countertop. And I'm grabbing a little napkin to kind of pull out the steamer. Just be very careful when you do this. You don't want to burn yourself. And then just drop the tempeh into the bowl with the marinade. Perfect. Now give the tempeh a good toss using your spatula to coat it with the apricot glaze. Oh my goodness, the smell right now. It smells so good. The smell of the apricot is just beautiful. Okay, so that looks good. Now let's cover your bowl with a plate and let time do its magic and infuse flavor into the tempeh. At this point, you can let the tempeh marinate for 30 minutes or up to 8 hours. If you choose to marinate your tempeh for more than 30 minutes, simply place it in the refrigerator. Today, I'm letting it marinate for only 30 minutes as I'm actually pretty hungry. While my tempeh is marinating, I'm going to prep my sides, wash up, and get my station tidy because when we turn on the stove, this recipe is going to move really, really quick. I'll meet you back here right after the break. Thanks again to our sponsor, Light Life. Whether it's pan-fried, oven-baked, crumbled, or steamed, Light Life's tempeh's naturally savory, nutty flavor shines through whatever recipe I throw at it. It's a high-protein, versatile, good-for-your-gut addition to any meal, made with only three simple ingredients: soybeans, water, and organic brown rice. You can find Light Life tempeh at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section near produce, where plant-based proteins are sold. Learn more at lightlife.com. Hey, welcome back. This is Play Me a Recipe.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
As a reminder, I'm Muriel Banakissa, vegan recipe developer and Food 52 resident based in Montreal. I'm making a spicy apricot glaze tempeh for you today. We've let the tempeh marinate in the apricot glaze for half an hour, so now it's ready to be sautéed. In order to do so, you just want to first place your large frying pan onto your stovetop. I personally am using a non-stick frying pan just because I'm going to be only using 1 tablespoon of oil for this recipe. And a non-stick pan just prevents the tempeh from sticking. But if you don't have a non-stick pan, just feel free to use any pan that you have. Just use a little bit extra oil so that the tempeh doesn't stick to your pan. Now let's add about 1 tablespoon of oil to our pan. I'm using canola oil today, but feel free to use any other oil that you have on hand. Next, we're going to turn on the heat to medium heat and let the pan warm up. I've personally noticed that a good trick to know if your pan is hot enough is if you swirl your pan around and you see the oil kind of spread very easily. That means that it's pretty good to go. So wait for that as a signal to drop your tempeh in. At this point, my oil is hot enough, so I'm just going to give my tempeh a little toss in the glaze. And so it's ready to be dropped into the pan. There we go. You can use a little spatula to help get all of that beautiful glaze off of your bowl. And here you want to basically cook the tempeh for about 10 minutes or until the glaze has been absorbed into the tempeh and the tempeh is nice and golden brown in color and is charred in some places. Also, I really recommend using your spatula in this step as well to kind of help move the tempeh around in the pan, scrape off some of that sauce and coat the tempeh pieces with it. So I started seeing some caramelization on my tempeh and the little tempeh pieces are nice and glossy. So I just took my tempeh off the heat and now it's actually time to plate our dish. I'm personally serving this tempeh with some steamed rice and bok choy, so I added those to a bowl. However, really feel free to enjoy this spicy apricot glaze recipe with any other sides. I think it would work really well with quinoa or brown rice or roasted vegetables. Honestly, anything you have on hand or anything that you're craving will do just great. So I'm now going to add some tempeh pieces into my bowl. And finally, sprinkle in some sesame seeds on top. I'm using a mix of black and white just because it looks, you know, extra fancy and it adds a nice little pop of color and texture. And now the moment of truth. Let's taste it. Wow. Oh my goodness. I have made this recipe about half a dozen times and I cannot get enough of it. Honestly, it is really, really good. I don't want to brag, but this dish is a winner. I just really love the sweetness of the apricot glaze and the little kick that you get from the fresh grated ginger and the red chilies. And I also think like the glaze just works so wonderfully well with the nuttiness of the tempeh. So good. And speaking of tempeh, I think Light Life's original tempeh is great in this recipe for so many reasons. Not only does it have a wonderful chewy texture, but Light Life's tempeh also holds together really, really well. Even after all the manipulations it's been through, you know, it was steamed and then like we marinated it, tossed it all together, pan fried it, tossed it in the pan until it was beautiful and golden and delicious looking. And still, you know, the pieces are perfectly intact. You have nice little chunks of tempeh covered with that glaze. I also think that the tempeh's flavor is really a perfect vehicle for the apricot glaze. This spicy apricot glaze tempeh I think is an amazing dish to make on weeknights when you're looking for a way to add a little burst of flavor to your dinner. It's not too complicated to put together. Honestly, it doesn't feature that many ingredients, but it really tastes so good. And also, if you have a friend, you know, that is kind of like on the fence about tempeh, doesn't really love it, I think this is a great recipe for them to try, to kind of introduce them to tempeh and how versatile it is and how much flavor you can infuse into it. Hey, so that's that. Thank you so much for joining me today on Play Me a Recipe. How did your spicy apricot glaze tempeh turn out? Let us know by leaving a rating and a review. In the meantime, you can find me on social at Muriel Banakisa. And for more about Light Life tempeh, head over to lightlife.com. See you next time. Actually, one more thing. While you just heard me make the spicy apricot glaze tempeh, I wanted to share one last idea before I leave you. Instead of the apricot jam, swap in gochujang and a bit of maple syrup. Instead of pan frying, try marinating the tempeh in the glazy sauce and throwing it on the grill. LightLife Tempeh's naturally savory nutty flavor is a delicious complement to any marinade or sauce and will carry through. And even play around with how you prepare it. Pan fried or oven baked until golden, steamed to highlight the tempeh's satisfying texture, or crumbled right into your favorite breakfast crumble or pasta sauce. You can find LightLife Tempeh at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section near produce, where plant-based proteins are sold. Learn more at lightlife.com.